Hey, it's Laurel Wacker Live for July 19, 2019. Coincidence? I'm Justin Kaufman. It's a podcast that makes fun of the local news, so you don't have to. Although I think I have some national news in there today too. I don't want to brag, but I can do both. I can do national. I can do state. I can do local. Big weekend for my household. My son's birthday coming up, so there's like parties every. Not just parties, and you know, I don't feel like I get all. But you got a Saturday party with the friends, which would be fun because we're going down to Chinatown and we're getting one of the private karaoke rooms. Sunday is a family party, that's fine. But then today becomes just stress city. My wife is like, I'm running around. She's got to do this. She's got to do that. What's the car? It's too hot. What is? I can't be able to do it. I'm going to send you the to-do list to spite you. Like, there's a lot of that going on. Like, this is not what it's supposed to be. Yeah, I get it. I'll vacuum the carpet before my parents come over. It's all good, right? That's how it works for me. But I'm excited because it's karaoke night, and I'm decided to do just all top 40 because I want to embarrass Miles in front of all of his friends. So it's going to be a heavy dose of Shawn Mendes. Already looking at Post Malone. I was looking at some Camila Cabello. You know, it's just going to be a lot of that stuff over and over, which is going to be nice. And I was practicing today, and Miles is starting to get to that point where he gets embarrassed by my behavior in public. So I'm not adverse to belting out in song while walking on, you know, on the street. You're walking downtown and hitting, I'm going to think that you are better now. I'll do it. And he will grab onto my arm and be like, no, get off. It's really, so I just, I turn it up. It's my thing. I think he'll look back and go, my dad used to be really annoying in public. So at least I got that going for me, which is nice. All right, let's get to the headlines. It's hot. Woohoo! Not fire and brimstone hot, but stupid hot. They keep saying it's going to feel like 107 degrees today. If it gets too hot, just go down to the lake and get a nice cold viral swim in, right? Oh, no, you can't do that. Beaches are closed for high bacteria levels today, so that's awesome. You ain't got a bacteria dustbuster you can pull out for days like today. You can put like a little like blanket, a little antibacterial blanket on the water. We need the water. I don't know about you, but when I get home today, I'm going shirtless with a garden hose. That's my look. That's what I'm going. Time to get real, Chicago. I'm going to be singing all the Shawn Mendes as well. I'm going to do it all. But, I don't know if it's just the product of how forecasting is changing, but something is awry because there was so much made about this heat. If you remember Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I know because he's kept getting all of these pitches, everybody talking, having all these segments about, you know, what the weather's going to be like. And the Apple app was showing us, my iPhone app was showing me 99, 100, right? That's what it was. And I even heard today, they said 97. When I look at the app today, the high is going to be 93. Tomorrow is going to be 93. That's much different than what it was on Wednesday. So I don't know if it's just they're not really serious about forecasting through the iOS and the Apple and the iPhone, or if the fact is that we are in a generation now where to get our attention, we have to go big, even if it's not going to be big. That's what I kind of feel like what's happening here, because it's hot, no doubt, but it's not hot, if that makes sense. Four Chicago police officers fired for covering up details of the shooting death of Laquan McDonald. This was all about the police reports and how the officers conspired to tell a different story than what happened. What's weird about this is that this went in front of a bench trial and the judge acquitted the officers of any wrongdoing. So now the police board's like, nah, they did it. And they got fired, which I guess is better for them than jail time, but color me confused. Why did a court of law say they were not guilty and a police board said they were? I know. You have the answer. I'm sure you have the answer. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is backpedaling on her casino site finalists, saying that she may have botched the announcement. She says that even though all the sites are on the south and west sides, a downtown site is not off the table. What? Tell me again then why we have finalists? This is very Trump-like. Nah, I have to make the decision myself. Right? You know what else is Trump-like? Lightfoot's response to Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle over Preckwinkle's recent letter. Preck said that the narrative that Chicago's violence was caused by letting people out of jail was a false one, and data backs it up, and instead, the police and the mayor are undermining criminal justice reform. Lightfoot's response, you know what? We won. Sore loser. So what? The voters voted in March. Bigly. Big win. Size of the audience. Huge. Right? And she's doing the same exact thing. Nobody is suggesting that Tony Preckwinkle, and maybe they are, maybe I'm in the wrong, but I didn't assume that Tony Preckwinkle was sending a letter because she was mad she lost for mayor. So I'm not sure that's the correct answer, mayor. What do I know? And the FOP is now involved saying that Preckwinkle is trying to politicize violence. The FOP said that? The Trump administration is considering letting no refugees in the country next year. So zero admissions, which is different than zero emissions. Imagine if the administration was this aggressive about climate change. Instead, the EPA is not outlawing a pesticide that has been proven to cause brain damage in kids. I mean, I guess you could argue that the administration is compassionate. Why let refugee kids in the country when the chemicals could damage their brains, right? Pitchfork this weekend, Robin, Mavis Staples, and tons of shirtless teenagers rubbing their sweaty shoulders on you when they try to get closer to the stage. Rock and roll! Street carnival news, a roller coaster derailed in Plainfield. Nope, that's it. Yep. I'm not even going to finish. Never again. All it took, one story from Plainfield for me, and I will avoid the tilt-a-whirl forever. I told you that was going to happen. In sports, the Sox got swept out of Kansas City like a discarded moist towelette under the table at a famous Dave's. The White Sox journeyman didn't fare well. Russ Detweiler went less than three innings, and whatever. Of course he did. In roster news, Charlie Tilson is gone. Again, they designated the spunky outfield. And the only bright spot for the Sox, Yoan Moncada continues to hit. Abreu said after the seventh loss in a row, we're waiting for reinforcements from below. What? Is he talking out of turn? Are the Sox actually going to bring up some of the prize assets from the farm system? Or are there any more former big leaguers clogging up the system instead? You know who is the coach for the Charlotte Knights? Mark Grudzielanek, right? Former Cub? He's the coach. And there was Omar Vizquel, I think, is the Birmingham Barons, too. Yeah. How about that? Bring those guys up. You can't bring up coaches. Can you bring up coaches? Bring the coaches up. Can't bring up Frankie Viola. He can't come up. You can't bring Frank Viola back. Call back there early in the week. This weekend, Harold Baines and Lee Smith will be inducted into the Hall of Fame. Baines is getting a ton of grief from fans who don't think he's worthy. He's got better stats than Ron Santo, but whatever. I don't really care about who gets into the Hall of Fame, but I would put Baines in there because a lot of his contemporaries are already in. He played over 20 years. He hit 300 all the time. And he reminds me of Jason Hayward. If Jason Hayward hit 300 for 20 years, right? Also, where's the Chicago love for Lee Smith? Is he not considered a Cub? He was on the 84 squad, right? Is he not going in as a Cub? Is he going in as someone else? The Cub Nation seems very disinterested in honoring Smith for his career in Chicago. All the talk is about how Harold Baines doesn't belong there. And Lee Smith, where's the, there's not nothing. He ain't throwing out the first pitch. He's not around. Like, they're just, is he not a Cub? I thought he was a Cub. A Cardinal. Ugh. My favorite Lee Smith, I have two favorite Lee Smith moments. One, I just loved how when it was a hot summer day and they'd pull him out of the bullpen, he was already sweating and he would come in there and he'd be just like, oh, laboring, the slowest relief pitcher in the history of baseball. And second, Lee Smith was always a guy who would stop and sign an autograph outside the chain link by the players. Yeah. You're always like, oh, like the when you had your program and all the guys like Gary Woods would sign it and Lee Smith would sign it. Sandberg would be like, I don't have time. Moreland would sign it, or Ron Say wouldn't. He'd get right into his Mercedes. But you know what I'm saying? Like, Lee Smith, he's always out there. So I give Lee Smith a thumbs up. Hey, Lee, the Cub fans don't like you. I like you. Congratulations. The Cubs were off yesterday. They're playing today against the Padres. Man, those licorice ropes are probably melting right about now. The good news, the lemon ice guy might actually get some business. Get that malted ice cream guy over here. Lester's on the mound for the Cubbies today, who have won 5 of 6 since the break. They still hold a 2-game lead over the Brewers. Baseball media making a big deal about this series because it pits Javi Baez versus rookie Fernando Tatis Jr., the vet and the rookie. Who is the best shortstop in the NL? What? Until Tatis does a quick tag against the Dodgers in the NLCS? Nah. Next hot take, please. Today's Big Ten Media Day for college football. Oh, my Lord, it's that time of year already? No, say it isn't so. Coach Fitz and Lovey Smith making the rounds. Lovey still has that beard, that gray beard, which is less hipster and more Santa Claus. I wonder if he's getting paid by a beard company. You know, like Urlacher, but for beards? I'm waiting for that. You know he's going to pop out and be like, do you have a bad beard? Hi, I'm Lovey Smith. Hey, 1 week till Bears camp. How great is that, right? Are you excited? I'm excited. Just hope that Matt Nagy can say peanuts. That's Lower Wacker Live, heading into the weekend. We'll see you on Monday, guys. Beats by Wes Restless. If you want to get beats on, P. Zimmerman at WTNRadio.com. Enjoy this weather.